Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski takes first base on ball four. Summers moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Milburn reaches second base with a double. Mendoza goes all the way around to score. It's Mariners, 1, Tigers, 1. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Milburn moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mariners. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the mound. Parrott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Summers moves to second. It's Mariners, 2, Tigers, 2. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. John Montague now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Summers scores. Mankowski scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Dressler now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Horton moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner misplays the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Horton moves to third. Simpson moves to second. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cox and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski catches it and throws to first to double up Mendoza. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bakhti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts pinch hits for Joe Simpson. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts now playing right field. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vogtie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek pinch hits for John Hale. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mendoza strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.